Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Many of us are almost numb to the headlines about refugees fleeing wars and disasters around the world. Just in Syria, for example, 11 million people displaced, nearly 5 million fleeing the country, becoming refugees. As the United Nations General Assembly met in New York last week, humanitarian agencies pressed for more aid, more attention to such crises, and even for a new way of thinking about how the world comes to the aid of people forced from their homes by war and disasters. One of the voices in that call is Catholic Relief Services. CRS was established in 1943, the official international relief and development agency of the Catholic Church in the United States. Catholic Relief is headquartered in Baltimore with regional offices across the country and offices located in Africa, Asia, Europe, the Middle East and Latin America, and the Caribbean. CRS will soon have a new president and CEO. Sean Callahan, now the chief operations officer, has been with the CRS nearly three decades. He'll begin his new position in the new year when the current president, Carolyn Y. Woo, ends her term. Sean Callahan is here with me in the studio. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you very much.
Let's listen to President Obama speaking at the United Nations Summit on Refugees this month.
This crisis is a test of our common humanity. Whether we give in to suspicion and fear and build walls, or whether we see ourselves in another.
President Obama speaking at the UN Summit on Refugees. Tell us, Sean Callahan, about this idea of an overhaul in how the world approaches refugees.
You know, I think the refugee situation is one of these crises that in some respects is showing the compassion of the human person, and in other respects is showing how people are sometimes frightened by the other that they don't know. Catholic Relief Services has been assisting the refugees, and this year we have the largest number of people that are migrating, both internally displaced people and refugees. So the number has reached over 65 million throughout the world. But when you go to places, for instance, in Europe, we've heard how the Europeans are tightening up their borders and all, but many Europeans are outreaching to people. They're welcoming them. I was in Bosnia, and people were coming out and giving blankets and helping people and giving baby food at different border crossings. So we see the greatness of the human spirit. And I think as well, people are afraid. They hear of these terrorist events that are happening. They're thinking that these people that we don't know could possibly be terrorists. And so I think what the president is calling us to, you know, giving his speech in New York, is reach out and to be more human as people and welcoming the other, because many of these people have been in dire, dire situations.
We certainly see that even in the political campaign, Americans concerned about the safety of accepting refugees from some areas of the world, particularly the Middle East. How can you address that? People have some reason to be concerned.
You know, I think people have reason to be concerned if they just read the newspapers and the media, but if they really see the totality of the story. First of all, many of the refugees who are allowed to come have been thoroughly, thoroughly screened. They've spent years sometimes in refugee camps in the Middle East. So Catholic Relief Services, we've assisted over a million refugees in and around Syria and Iraq. It's only after thorough vetting that they then get approved for transfer either to Europe or the United States. And the numbers that get transferred to the United States are very, very small. We had less than 10,000 last year, and the Obama administration is trying to raise that number this year. But Canada, for instance, has already welcomed 30,000 refugees, and they've had no problems. I think they have recognized that there has been thorough screening going on. And many of these are men, women, and children who are very productive citizens and can contribute to our societies.
One of Catholic Relief Services lobbyists, Jill Marie Gershutz-Bell, was quoted by the Baltimore Sun saying essentially that hospitality isn't quite the right model anymore because so many refugees won't ever be able to go home.
That is true. When you look at the average time that a refugee is out of their country before they can go back, it's now 20 years. And so in many cases, it's a generation. And in some cases, they may never go back. For instance, when I was visiting some of our programs in Iraq and northern Iraq and Erbil and Dohuk in the Kurdistan area, we met some of the Yazidi community and Christian community that had been overrun by ISIS. And they found it such a violent experience that they could never go back to those areas. And so they are seeking to relocate to other areas of the world. We have the Palestinian crisis that has been going on for decades now, and there is no hope in sight that they will be able to return. So it is something that we have to start looking at refugees and people that are moving. How do we integrate them into new societies? How do we give them those opportunities that each of us should have of providing safety for your family, providing that security, having education? I think that's what people are moving, and that's what they're looking for.
Well, Catholic Relief Services, at its start, was during World War II, during that refugee crisis.
Exactly. We were founded on the refugee crisis in 1943, and we're coming up on our 73rd anniversary. And it's very interesting that we've almost come full circle. When we were founded, it was assisting people affected by World War II, so Polish refugees, and relocating them to the United States and Mexico, because even at that point, there wasn't an appetite for the U.S. to accept all the refugees that wanted to come to the U.S. And now we have the largest number of people migrating, whether it's from the crisis situations that we hear in Syria and Iraq, or whether it's our brothers and sisters south of the border who are coming up, or from Africa because they're looking for different new opportunities. There is a flow of people both internally within their countries and externally that are looking for that better life. And we continue to espouse ourselves as the way that life should be lived from the United States. So obviously many people would like to join us in that good life.
But what I'm trying to understand is, how would a new way of looking at refugees and the refugee crisis, what would that mean operationally for Catholic Relief Services? How would it change what you have to do?
Well, right now what happens in many of these cases is people are brought into camps, and then they set them in camps, and then they're interviewed there, and then they can be transferred to different holding centers and then relocated with the idea that they would come back. That would probably have to change significantly. And I will say, on the ground, it already is changing significantly, because we've got populations that only half the refugees are now going into UN camps and others. Many of them are actually relocating into the communities where they live. So you would find in Jordan, in Lebanon, in Turkey, many of the refugees are now integrating with family, friends, or actually renting apartments in different countries and then seeking status in other countries. So they're not as much refugees who are looking for a handout. They're communities that are looking to move their families into a new location. So we have to look at these people a little differently. Some of them have means or had means. They have many technical skills. They're doctors, engineers, and others. And they want to contribute to new societies. They're not looking for us to take care of them. They're looking at reintegrating and being part of our societies.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass, speaking with Catholic Relief Services Chief Operating Officer, soon to be its president, Sean Callahan. So, in Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Turkey, Iraq, what are the needs you're addressing? How does CRS address them?
Well, one of the things that we do is first we welcome them into these countries in different places. And what welcoming means is we provide opportunities, one, for their security, for their health care, and for education for the children. What we found is there's a lot of these individuals in the Middle East in particular have undergone very difficult psychosocial issues just with the violence that has been there. And when you see the children and their representation of artwork, like our kids would draw somebody, you know, playing baseball, or Michael Phelps swimming or something like that, they're drawing their house being blown up or someone shooting at someone. And it's one thing is trying to help these children assimilate into a normal lifestyle, and as well with the rest of the family, because many of them have been on the move, they've been subjected to exploitation and violence along the way. So it's one to show that there are people that care and will be with them on the longer haul, and then to try to ensure that our systems are systems that respect the dignity of each of these people.
How much of Catholic Relief Services work is solving immediate needs like hunger, like mental health problems, and how much is the longer haul like microlending or agriculture?
Depending on the year and if there's a particular crisis, anywhere from 25 to 35 to 40% can be emergency response. So this past year, for instance, there was a terrible drought in Ethiopia. Because of a lot of the politics and the crisis with the refugees, many people didn't hear about this because we, along with the Ethiopian government and some of the major donors, including the U.S. government, responded very well to the needs of over 11 million people. Catholic Relief Services services assisted alone close to 3 million people in our program in Ethiopia. And so the idea for the emergency response is usually we do that for 3 to 5 years, but it's always linking people to markets. So even if people are in a crisis situation, we try to link them to markets. So providing opportunities, as you suggested, with microfinance and small enterprise, even in Latin America, where there's a gang problem and people migrate because of the difficulties with gangs, we're doing a youth builder program there where we assist young people and pull them out of gangs, but provide them either an education opportunity or a livelihood opportunity so they can start their own business. And we have found 80% of those young people who come out of the gangs either stick with the education or stick with the enterprise that they've started. And so it is transforming communities from the longer term. You could see this as an emergency response, but it is something for the longer term that we try to transition. So there is that continuum.
Catholic Relief Services is one of a whole bunch of international humanitarian agencies here in Baltimore. Lutheran World Relief, International Orthodox Christian Charities, World Relief. Lots of religiously affiliated humanitarian organizations. Why Baltimore?
You know, it's interesting. I think, first of all, because Baltimore, when we were looking about 15 years ago for a new home after being in New York, Baltimore was a welcoming home and actually inviting us in. At that time, the Cardinal of Baltimore said, this is a city you should be in. And similarly, Senator Mikulski was also inviting us, and at that time, Senator Sarbanes. They really wanted to have these organizations here. They thought it would be good for the city, and they also thought it would be good for us. And frankly, it was very healthy for us because we are part of a city where I think nonprofits are appropriately placed. We work with local communities out in the countries in which we serve, and it's nice to be part of the local community. Our office, as you know, is right next to Lexington Market, so we're embedded with the local community, and people say, why are you here? And I said, just walk around our neighborhood and you'll see why we're here, because we care about our mission overseas, but we also care about spreading that same mission here in Baltimore with Catholic Charities and others who do the work in the city.
Let me take advantage of one more experience you've had before I let you go. Pope Francis canonized Mother Teresa last month, the Catholic nun who devoted her life to serving the poor in India. She died in 1997. You actually came to know her when you worked for Catholic Relief Services in Calcutta. Tell us what you experienced with her.
Yeah, I've been blessed. I was in Sierra Leone one day and I got a call from our headquarters say, how about Calcutta? And to be honest with you, when I thought about Calcutta, I only knew Mother Teresa and the black hole of Calcutta were the two things I knew of Calcutta at the time. But the agency said, you know, would you go there? And I said, if that's where you need me, I'll go. And when I went there, my first experience was going to the Missionaries of Charity Mother House. And there was a mass on the second floor. And it's a concrete room with wafts of smoke coming in and this streetcar screeching by and these angelic sisters and novices singing there. It was a little surrealistic on one side and then volunteers on the other. And just seeing this and then seeing Mother Teresa on the back wall and learning from her after Mass, she greeted everyone, welcomed everyone. And then I got a special meeting with her because I was with Catholic Relief Services. And of course, I went up to Mother and said, thank you for giving us the opportunity to work with you. And she said, shh, don't spoil it. She said, we're lucky to do the work we do. And then she went on to thank me, saying Catholic Relief Services was here from her earliest days with just 12 sisters. And so it was wonderful to see a community that's based on joy and the human dignity for every person. And I think that's something that I really took to heart when I was there, is working in their center of dying or with the intellectually or physically disabled, is that joy that they bring to helping everyone and that everyone deserves that. And so whether it's the refugees that we talked about earlier or a farmer, we need to respect these people and just show them a little bit of that love. And we're trying to build that greater community of love around the world.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Sean Callahan is Chief Operations Officer of Catholic Relief Services, the International Aid and Development Agency of the Catholic Church in the U.S. It's headquartered in Baltimore. Callahan will begin his term as President and Chief Executive Officer in January. A short break here. When we come back, Supreme Court Justice Breyer. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.